Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, this is the moment you've all been waiting for.
And I've been listening to 610 since back in the 80s. This is the best combination for afternoon drive time sports radio I've ever heard. Show, Clint, you guys got it going on, man. I really appreciate your show.
Best hair at the station, this entire show right here. React to that.
Clint, you can put your toes up in the river, my man, and pop that Coors Light.
I love beer.
Hey, gentlemen. A show and Clinton show. I love your show. You guys are great.
We're the three best friends that anyone could have.
Somebody out there listening right
Ooh,
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that. Is that Mike Hot, Tyler?
I'm going to kick your ass, Tyler. I'll tell you
what. Whoa, what?
You talking all that, man.
What's up? How y'all doing, man?
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
Ah, The Drive is live and in color, baby, on a beautiful Tuesday. Clint is ready to roll.
Always ready, baby.
That's right. I look
Always
amazing.
Ready.
I'm great.
You look amazing.
Tyler is
I think that's up to whoever's looking at you. I mean, it's not for you to decide.
Self-confidence.
I mean,
yes,
some
it is.
People may think you're beautiful. Some people may think that they don't realize they... Never mind. I'm
going to
be nice. I'm not going to be hateful right out of the gate.
No, you are. You fought it.
No,
so
I'm
it's
not.
The hatefulness is already
Holy
out there.
Cow.
But I look amazing. Well-rested Tyler Milner.
I look amazing, and I'm ready to go.
Well-rested Tyler Milner.
Well-rested. Yeah, that's right.
I am.
Took you a nap on the way to work, huh?
I did. Now I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
That's right. Tyler took a nap.
Only guy I know can be proud of that.
Took a nap on the way to work, which...
Cars have always rocked me to sleep, man.
Which means, yes, he did not drive in.
Yeah, he did not drive. To be completely transparent here,
That's
he's
right,
not
folks.
Driving.
That would
how
be
many,
bad.
How many people out there? How many people out there have passed out in an Uber?
How many of you all are Ubering to work Tuesday morning?
Hey, man.
Hey, you go hard on Monday nights, baby. You do what's smart.
That's right.
I mean, I know it was a great Monday night football game, but damn.
Went to El Tiempo,
no,
man.
No, seriously, I want to know from the Trailer Wheel and Frame text line, when's the last time you Ubered to work on Tuesday?
Hey, and don't leave this out. When was the last time you Ubered to work on Tuesday at about noon? I mean, that's the tough part.
It was 10 a.m.
Point is you get up at 6 a.m., maybe still be a little inebriated. It'd be one thing. OT got up moving around 9 and said, I'm going to Uber on to the station, boys.
That's right. Look it, he's safe, I guess, and
I'll be Ubering to work again tomorrow as well.
Okay.
Are you doing it again tomorrow as well?
Well, I mean, we have a Yellow Rose Whiskey
That's
talk
right.
tonight. I'm not going to drive home.
Yeah,
well, I tell
out.
You what I'm going to do. I mean, you don't have to accept, but if you're going to Uber home, I'll give you a ride over to Yellow Rose. I'll let you ride with me.
I didn't even think about that. Thanks, bro.
Yeah, man.
Somebody's concerned. T-Mill, you need to ease up here on the... Trailer
okay, before
Easy.
Anyone gets
the liver and the kidneys.
Okay, before anyone gets worried, I actually could have easily and very safely driven home last night. I took it easy, but going to the restaurant, I decided to be safe, not give myself that option. So I Ubered.
That's right. Yes,
better be safe than sorry.
Once again, whenever you have left your job and on a Monday night, it was the last time you said it. Say, you know what? I know I'm Ubering to this restaurant, and I'm Ubering home, and I'm Ubering home to work on Tuesday morning.
I think it's showing some maturity, and you're growing up, Tyler. I mean, you've fallen and broken your ribs. You growing got yanked over on the way home not too long ago by the popo.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was good, but it was just right. You know, it's one of them eye opener type things. I mean, I don't know. I just think that this is a sign of growth.
Stop it, Clint.
What? I mean, Look,
Tyler has already.
I'm proud of him.
Tyler has kicked it off, Clint, knowing Monday and Tuesday evenings he's going.
I had a birthday dinner,
he's
man.
He's going so far as if I got to take Ubers.
I had a birthday dinner. You just never know. I didn't want to leave my truck in the parking lot of that part of town when I have a parking garage right over here that works just fine.
And Tyler, here's the deal, is Tyler is one of them guys that needs, you know, a week for his birthday celebration. So he's, I mean,
come on, fair. Man. The Uber driver had to wake Tyler up.
What do you think of Uber?
Yeah, that was a little embarrassing.
Hey, man.
All joking aside, the Uber, yeah. Did he really have to wake you up when you got to, when you got to work?
I was I was crashed out. He said, sir, wake up, sir.
I bet you
We're at your destination, sir.
I bet you just slobbered all over his back seat. He back there cleaning the hell out of that.
I may have had to wipe my mouth a little.
Come on, man.
I'd have opened that door and let you fall out in the street out of here.
It was a smooth-ass ride, man.
You wake up laid up next to the old Mercedes dealership. Hey,
it was a smooth-ass ride.
It was a Mercedes E-Class. That thing was nice. Shout out to you, sir.
I had never been picked up in a Mercedes Uber. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I've been in a few Tesla Ubers.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've been
before they were cool.
I've been in a lot of Chevys. Small vehicle.
You ever been picked up in a pickup truck?
No.
Old fella ain't washed that pickup truck in a minute. Ain't nowhere to sit except for where he ain't clean but one area to the seat. Hey, you can sit in the front if you want, partner.
The most I've run into are Toyota Corollas.
I was just about to say that. I rode in one last night, 2L Tiempo, a Corolla.
A Corolla?
Yeah. Those are common.
Yeah, well, out there where you live, you probably got some folks that do the old school Uber way of using Uber, right? And they're an Uber driver on their way to work in the mornings and in their way out, so that they can make a little money on the way in and the way out.
Yeah.
Shout out to them Toyota Corollas and Camrys. Those are Uber classics right there. All right, a lot to get to today.
That's what you got, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I probably should flip the stones on driving that.
On what?
A little Uber driving, make a little extra.
Oh, no, I wasn't talking about driving. No, that's what I was talking about.
I'm thinking I should now, the way you just brought that up.
No, you're a Corolla guy.
I'm a Camry.
Okay, I'm sorry. Damn. Don't
put me in small, man.
I didn't know. I didn't know I'm a Camry.
No, that's ridiculous.
My bad.
You know I'm a Camry.
I did not know.
Shut up.
I did not know.
You know
Tyler, did you know a Corolla is smaller than a Camry?
I did not know that.
See there?
No.
You are a liar and the truth is
not. I've never studied, like.
It's no studying.
Like. American coupes are like, I don't know all the size dimensions of cars in our country.
You know a Civic is smaller than a Accord, don't you?
No, I don't.
That's not American.
Well, yeah, that's a good point, too. Honda, yeah, whatever. But you know what I'm saying. Why would anyone know all the dimensions of these cars?
I'm not going to get it.
I could not tell you.
I know what you're all just trying to make wind of me. My grandfather was
we're not.
Y'all know the size of cars. Y'all know an Ultima is not bigger.
Accord, Corolla, Camry, all that.
I mean,
I have no idea which ones are bigger.
You get down to the old Neon or the Eclipse.
I thought you drove a Prius.
Z70. It wasn't a Z70.
I thought you drove a Prius, honestly.
Well, at least mine don't.
Hey, did y'all watch Yellowstone?
At least mine don't keep getting broken.
Did y'all watch Yellowstone?
Damn. Bring up my truck getting broken into, man. That's not even cool. You know how much money has gotten stolen from me?
Well, maybe drive a Camry.
Y'all watch Yellowstone this weekend?
I didn't.
Nope.
Beth
had another good one. Tyler, you know the gal
season
that
one.
You know the gal that the old main character is kind of hot on, the hippie chick.
Should I stop listening to this or what?
I ain't gonna give nothing away. Other than
I'm a couple episodes behind.
Well, she somehow ends up back in their life again, and old Beth snatches her up and says, "Hey, let's go outside for a talk."
Oh no!
And they start fist fighting.
Oh no!
And they get after it, right? And they start exchanging pops, and then she looks up at Beth and she says, "I feel like I got hit by a Mack truck." Obess says, I feel like I got hit by a Prius.
And that's what show drives.
I don't drive a Prius.
Oh, you don't.
Yep, I know I don't pay for as much gas as you two do. But very happy with my car decision. And you know I don't drive no damn Corolla.
Clearly, with the tone in your voice, you're not. I mean, clearly, the tone in your voice. The tone in your voice says you're not.
We've upset him.
I don't like lies being told and saying I drive a Corolla and a
wrong
C.
It was a Camry.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Get it right.
Oh, damn. So
you liars act like you don't
with
know.
With a Jayhawk license plate.
You're damn right.
Sidewind-ass tennis shoes.
Put me out there like that? That doesn't piss me off anymore. Words can't hurt me.
You wear your Sidewinder tennis shoes when you're driving your Prius?
Words can't hurt me. All right. I hope your car gets broken into again tonight.
You're nice.
Sidewind-ass tennis shoes.
And they take your third backpack. All right. All right, coming up. We got a lot to get to. Seth Payne coming up, our insider, our Texas insider, Bruce, a.k.a. Brooks Cabina, coming up. But, Clint, you watched Monday Night Football last night, and yeah. It ended up being a good game. I mean, the Bucs come back 16. They're down 16-3 with just over 3 minutes left before they get it down to one possession. And they come back and win, and Tom Brady, he now overtakes Peyton Manning for the most fourth quarter comebacks with 44. But it had you scared. It had you scared, and it had you scared and thinking about the Texans.
Well, look, it was a struggle watching the Monday Night Football matchup last night. As entertaining as it was with Tom Brady and that comeback, and even with Tom Brady, that coming back from that deficit in the fourth quarter, I think he had maybe done it once before, and that was the Super Bowl in Houston versus Atlanta, I think, is the only time he had overcome a bigger odds. And it was a hell of a football game. But I can't even appreciate the greatness of Tom Brady right now without thinking about the Houston Texans. I mean, it just...
Well, where did it take you? Bam, you... And that's hard for you. You can always appreciate the greatness of Tommy.
Yeah, look, as I watch them win that ball game last night, I can't help but be concerned that style of offensive football is all that Nick Caserio knows and all that he's ever seen be successful firsthand. And it is Tom Brady in itself, but I think that approach to offensive football to that degree, to that extreme, I just think is impossible to replicate.
Nothing's more important than ball security.
And I'm sitting there watching it last night, and I just it scares me for Texans Nation. It scares me as a Texans fan.
It should.
My life is significantly better when the Texans are winning. Not just here at work, but my family. My wife was a season ticket holder at one point. My family. The majority of them prefer the Texans over the Cowboys. And so my life in general is impacted in a major way when the Texans suck. And they have for the better part of 3 years now. And I'm scared the guy that's pulling the strings at the top being Nick Caserio. I'm sitting there watching that last night. And my football mind knows how difficult it is to win ball games that way.
Well, who else has been successful doing it?
I mean, to that extreme, there's been one guy, Tom Brady. The problem is...
What's even the next closest? Jimmy G?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say Jimmy. But yeah, I'd say Jimmy. I mean, he hasn't...
But he even has Kyle Shanahan, though, that even kind of takes that to another level.
But Brady, like, Jimmy has a great defense. Jimmy has a great run game. Jimmy has... Like, Brady does it without... The part that scares me is, like, Brady's ability to do it without all those guys... I mean, there was maybe one or two years late in New England where you could, like Julian Edelman and Gronk were the only two dudes that could go make plays, and hell, they were hurt half the damn time. Like they were talking last night about how, like Brady's, like there's been, I think Joe Buck said it last night, I think this year and one other time in Brady's career, now forget the winning and losing, but one other time in Brady's career did he not orchestrate a top 10, I think he said top 15 offense. And he said only one time it had been outside the top 10 offense. They just always score points. And I look at that and go, I could see where somebody would be turned on by it. But if you, like, as you dig deeper into the football aspect of it, like to build a team that way, which I think they did by accident, if we're being completely honest, in New England when like they didn't know who Brady was. They didn't plug Brady in there and know he was going to be the most efficient quarterback ever. I just think it's impossible to replicate winning consistently with that style of football. And I am scared to death that that's all Nick knows and all Nick's going to try to gear the whole rebuild towards.
See, Clint, and let me tell you why it's even more scary to what you're saying, sitting here thinking about it as you're talking. Is so this, if he is still here next year, which I would put, if you asked me to put money on it or put it on my head, heart, or scrotum, places I don't want to get shot, I would say that Nick will be here, that Nick Caserio will be here, and I will say that Nick will probably have the opportunity to hire his third coach in 3 years.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Which only two other coaches have been, or GMs have been able to do it in the history of the NFL. But the scary part about it is now his coaching ass or his GM ass is on the line for the first time. Like, this is now about him, Clint. Like, this is, if he don't get it done here, he could lose his job. And maybe other times the seat wasn't hot. It's steaming now if he hires his third coach again. And now there's going to be expectation of some sort of production, something that looks like we're going in the right direction, because they haven't the last 2 years. And Clint, well, what the hell does anybody do? What is human nature to do when your ass is on the line is to do exactly what you said. Go with what you know.
Yep.
Go with what you're comfortable with, and especially go with what you know and what you're comfortable with that you've had success with. So if I'm him and I'm sitting, I've asked this question many a times over the last couple of weeks. Are you 100% sure that the number one pick, that Nick would draft Bryce Young, who we all see as the guy? No. And when you think about my ass is on the line, does Bryce Young fit with what I know? No. What I could see him doing is saying, that defensive tackle, I know that. Let me get Carter from Georgia, and then let me go bring somebody in that I know can run what I want to run if my ass is on the line. And that, to me, even more. His butt's on the line, so it's even more thought that he would go and do exactly what he knows. So, I mean, that.
You're supposed to make me feel better about this.
Oh, hell, I can't lie to you. I mean, what you said is the damn truth.
It really is, Show. I mean, it's painful to watch, man. If I thought that was, like, if I thought for the least bit that you could go out there and train another guy up to play in the extreme conservative, efficient manner that Brady's done it, because clearly it's an effective method, right? It's an effective plan. But you just, it's impossible. I mean, you've trained one for 2 years over here that come from Stanford. That's one of the sharpest in
exactly supposedly what his one type of the, was.
And he somehow, with all the emphasis being on not turning the football over, turned it over. I mean, it's just, I don't know, man. It just scares me, and I'm concerned about the future here, man.
I would just imagine his self is on the line. I'd imagine that he is going to hire and bring in things that he knows he's been successful with in the past. And as you said, the New England Patriots is hard to replicate. All around, every part, especially Tom Brady. Coming up, I think somebody deserves a shout-out in the city of Houston. Somebody deserves a shout-out. We'll get to that coming up next on The Drive.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Hey, man, can we give a shout out to the Houston Rockets? How about them last night, huh? How about the Rockets? James Harden.
Houston fans, I am so happy.
That's right. James Harden comes back into town again. They play the 76ers,
which is not good enough.
And they get a W in double overtime. It looked like the house was on fire. Talked to Brandon, our guy, Brandon Scott, sportsradio610.com. Find his work. He said he was there. He said the place was on fire. It was a fun night out there. The atmosphere was great, and the young guys came on. Green had 27, 7 and 4. Porter had 24 and 6. And their top pick, who's been struggling like hell, 16 and 11, one of his best games. And James Harden, Tyler's favorite, only had 21 points.
I got to actually learn how to play basketball.
0 for 8 in the paint.
Really?
Double overtime.
I thought Harden was hurt. When did he come back?
He came back.
Thought he was hurt again.
A couple games ago.
Mm. Yeah, the turd played like a turd. Shocker. Attaboy, James.
He did speak to Houston, though. He did speak to Houston.
Yay.
Yeah, he had some good words. What you got, James? Come on now. Don't call him a turd. He spoke to Houston. What did he say to the people?
I still got a house here, so my family lives here. I wasn't really emotional tonight. I was just excited to get back on the court, but I respect and appreciate the love that the city has given to me, and that love and appreciation will always be reciprocated, even to this day, from, you know, my community efforts, you know, and so forth and so on. So, yeah.
Reciprocated respect, really?
Listen.
Interesting.
When he got introduced, cheers. More cheers than booze. Cheers.
Well, those people are idiots.
When he got introduced.
Did they play a video?
No, I didn't think he already got his.
Or get him a standing ovation?
He already got his.
Like, let him tip his hat or anything like that?
He already got his last year when he returned. Oh, this year, okay. But they
did he already get a tribute video last year?
He's already forced himself off another team since he left, so.
Yeah.
It's been a while. People forget. He's forced himself off two teams now.
Well, I mean, it's understandable that he loves the city of Houston. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
It's a bunch of BS.
Him and Deshaun both got a house here, Steve.
Oh, he loves the strip clubs here.
I doubt either one of them will never not have a house here.
He enjoys it. And he has done a lot for the community. So I'm not going to – listen, I can understand your sports hate, but no, man, he's done good stuff. Is that restaurant still going, 13? I believe so.
Yes, he has made better lifestyles for a lot of the wonderful young strippers in our community.
And young kids, even though he's no longer here. He still did a backpack and back-to-school drive.
Did all the backpacks have honey buns in them?
No, they had stuff for kids to use. Well, I'm telling you, boy, you are.
Sorry.
Oh, man. You are
no loss, no love lost for old James Harden, huh, Bub?
No, I don't need to hear anything that turd has to say.
He is a fanatic.
That dude is an asshat.
Still got a house in Houston.
And still
let's find out where it is and go wrap it.
And still giving to the kids
A huge.
Do you prefer wrapping a house or do you prefer forking a house?
Wrapping because it doesn't really, like, you can just clean that up. The forking, I've heard, can cause some problems. I'm not trying to cause problems.
I just wanted
to let him know he's not appreciated.
What kind of problems could it cause?
Stop. I want to be honest. I don't know what forking a house means.
You take a bunch of plastic forks and knives, and I don't suggest trying spoons because that wouldn't stick in the ground very good. You just stick it in the ground all over the yard.
And you snap them.
Well, I don't. I just leave them sitting up so everybody can see them. I don't snap them. That would hurt. I mean, that could hurt somebody, Tyler.
No, I've never done that. I thought that's what the full...
Let me get this straight.
I thought that was what the full activity was.
Let me get this straight.
I mean, I don't know about you. I mean, you're just hateful. Like, I'm just trying to play a prank.
That's why I was saying I didn't want to do that one.
When I say forking, you just stick them in the ground show so somebody comes out and they got a bunch of white forks sticking up out of their yard and they got to go clean it up. This is kind of like toilet paper. You throw toilet paper in the trees, you got to go clean it up.
I've heard of
what he's talking about.
I've heard of egging
deal.
A house. I've
egging
heard
a house, same thing.
I ain't never heard. So somebody, people down here just stabbing plastic silverware around.
All over the yard, yeah. Man. I think it's pretty creative.
We always just did
I would prefer you do that than egg my house.
I'm on.
Egg's bad. Egg's bad.
I'm going to keep my true thoughts that's going on all over my head right now.
Why is that?
Who got the time to do that? Who comes up?
Teenagers.
Who comes up with the time to do that?
Bunch of
I'm
going to
bet you I
teenagers.
Can fork a house quicker than you could wrap one.
I mean, listen, all of it is silly to me.
Oh, you ain't ever wrapped a house?
Let's wrap no. Harden's
Have
house.
Have you ever egged a house?
No.
Have you ever forked a house?
I've never heard of forking a house until just
And Teresa
just now.
Had you so scared you didn't even enjoy the
no.
fine things of
no,
your
No, it's not even that. Like, I'll just say this. People, there ain't nobody that I ran with that thought, oh, I feel so much about something. I'm gonna waste my time to go wrap.
Well, no, it wasn't. Like I've never wrapped anybody's house that I hated.
I'll be honest with you.
I've only wrapped a couple in my time, and it was more of a prank on a friend.
Or even a prank to
now being
that
a
much
home.
Time.
Now being a homeowner, I'm like, I mean, I hope Liv doesn't have any friends that are into that thing. But
y'all want to wrap Harden's house with me?
Yeah. Somebody on the text line from the 940 has a complete understanding of where my mind is right now.
Well, I mean, it's obviously you're going something with white folks.
I mean, that is.
No, I mean, I've.
That
no,
is
I mean,
clear, that, man. That no. is. Come on, man. I just, like I said,
I think forking goes across all races.
I don't. Listen, I don't speak for all black folks, and I don't know all of the black folks.
You've never forked around before.
From the forking that you're speaking of, I've never heard of it. I just don't know people that I've hung out with. That just say, yeah, man, let's go do this. Hell, even with the eggs or
I mean,
rabbit,
clearly you don't. Nobody
egg,
in
I
your just, group white, black or Hispanic or anything
no,
else.
I,
they
I,
don't
I,
egg.
Oh,
they don't wrap.
Of,
they
I
don't do
think,
nothing.
I can think of some white folks that I've hung out with that'll get down with it.
I just want a TP.
Yeah, that. When I heard it, ooh, let me grab some plastic forks. Let me go buy these plastic forks and knives, and let me. In the ground and make
yeah I'll be honest with you I mean I got friends from all walk and I can't tell you that there's a
I just feel like Cap would do that.
Cap has definitely thrown toilet paper over a tree before, no question. And eggs at houses, no question. There's Hispanic. My boy Alan Jackson who is a black man, he's wrapped and egged and I doubt he's
Chattahoochee
forked wasn't as yeah but a little different look to him. I doubt he's ever forked anything because I think it's a little younger generation. It's more like Tyler's generation. I didn't know you hateful sumbucks were breaking the forks off in the yard.
I wasn't.
Though.
I never
gosh,
did that. That's
dangerous.
What I heard that activity was.
I will fight a sumbuck if
yeah,
I walk out and
sure.
step in my grass and cut my feet on forks.
That's what I said. That's a different level. Egging and forking, that's a different level than TP.
Seth Payne, it's a Tuesday. I want to see if Seth Payne has heard of forking. You think so?
He's older than I am, so probably not.
Probably. It's a younger thing. It's a thing that more you did. Seth Payne, we'll get his thoughts on everything that's happening with the Texans and forking, apparently. That's coming up next.
I might be a coward on the inside, but I'm also horny.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, it is a Tuesday, which means our guy Seth Payne, who you can hear every morning right here on Sports Radio 610 with Payne and Pendergast, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Seth, how's it going?
It's good, man.
It's good.
I
got to ask you something because I just learned something. Have you ever heard of forking a house?
Forking a house?
Yeah. Like, have you ever
heard? No. What's that mean?
Now Clint just learned me about what forking a house is.
You know, you just take a bunch of plastic forks and you stick them in the yard, in somebody's yard, and they got to go out there and pick it up. A lot like wrapping a house, or not quite as aggressive as egging someone's home, which is, I don't know, I'd fight over eggs, but, you know, I mean, that's
what
just.
What is that? That sounds okay. This is the problem with forking a house, as I understand it. So Urban Dictionary says you buy 4 packs of 500 forks, then go to somebody's house you hate at night, then you put all of the forks into the ground with the handle out. The problem with that is that actually requires more effort by the person doing the forking than by the person removing the forks. Like, you toilet paper a house or something, like, that's over in like 45 seconds to a minute. But the person cleaning it up, it's a nightmare.
Fair. I've never forked a home. I've just heard of it happening, and I imagine that the age of the individuals that are forking the home don't run out of energy quite as quickly as you and I do.
That sounds like, have you ever, okay, if you walked out in your house in the morning and you saw that your house had been, your yard had been forked, do you immediately think like, these kids? Or do you get angry? Like, do you think like, these kids are just messing around? Or do you like kind of get either angry or insecure about why somebody might hate you?
Angry as hell.
Yeah, I'm pissed.
Really?
I'm prepared. Now that we just had this conversation, I'm prepared that someone's going to fork my house.
This happened on Halloween. Once I got, pumpkins thrown into my driveway on Halloween once, and my neighbors told me who it was, and it was a kid that I thought I was friends with. And immediately, like, I was furious, but also kind of like hurt, you know, because I felt like the why would they play this prank on me? Because it was a truckload of 4 kids that did it, but then I found out they did it to like 10 other guys from the team. They were just doing it just as a Halloween joke or whatever. So I've tried to remember that ever since. You gotta take it as it's all good loving and good natured stuff.
We had back in the day, we only had 2 high schools in Baytown, and so at Lee Sterling Week got pretty. I mean, at one point, of course, kids ended up screwing it up with fighting and all that kind of stuff. But like when I was coming up, it was more of the egging got out of control, the wrapping house. It wasn't that I hate you; it was just rivalry week and. Things like that ended up happening. Speaking of, how about this? When I said something about forking earlier, I mean, this tells you where Tyler's mind's at. Tyler said forking, stick all the forks in the yard and then break them off so that whoever comes out there in the grass. Oh, brutal. Like, as a father, how mad would you be?
Yeah.
What are you doing to these kids?
And then put bags of dog poop on top of them.
Really?
Set them on fire.
Like, this goes beyond prank.
I thought of the movie Johnny Dangerously, where the villain – doesn't the villain use forking as a word for something else, or he can't pronounce – oh, that's farging. He says farging. instead of the F word.
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
I don't know if you have to dump that or not, Tyler.
No, you don't have to. You're good.
Okay.
All right, Seth, listen, I got a two-part question for you. One, tomorrow, do we hear that there is a quarterback change? And the other part is, does it even matter?
I think it matters in that neither of these guys are, like, obviously the solution, nor are neither of them, like, the complete and total problem. I feel like some people are arguing somehow that there was a massive amount of people that thought Kyle Allen was going to be awesome, and now they're all proven wrong. I don't think anybody really was all that optimistic that Kyle Allen was going to turn anything around. They were just hoping for some little bit of extra juice. And the part that I was surprised was that Kyle Allen didn't really add any extra juice in the RPO or zone read game. He looked kind of clunky in that regard, which I guess you should expect, because that takes timing and coordination between the running back and the quarterback and everything. I think the biggest thing right now is if you're trying to, A, develop Nico Collins, and B, protect Nico Collins' kidneys, you can't have Kyle Allen out there throwing the ball 7 feet over his head. Like, Davis Mills was inaccurate, but my God. And then the other is, okay, neither of these guys are running a good offense, but Kyle Allen has been so bad on the turnover side. You know, I know we discussed about how maybe the Texans are too concerned with preventing turnovers with Davis Mills, and perhaps that's holding him back. Pro Football Focus grades turnover-worthy plays, and Kyle Allen has the same number of turnover-worthy plays after 2 games that Davis Mills had in the first 10 games. So it's as bad as the eyeball would tell you.
Yeah, I mean, look, we don't need to go beyond the inability to execute a quarterback sneak to give your punter a little room and a last ditch effort to throw a screen to get a completion, not even to slow a pass rush down, just get you a completion and get the ball in the hands of your best player. Both of those ended up in 6 points for the opponent. I mean, that's about as inept as you can possibly get as an offense. That's my concern about this thing, Seth, is like, it's one thing to go back and forth with quarterbacks, but it's another thing when you look at it from Pep and Lovey's perspective of just how bad it is. I mean, just among their peers, forget about their future, forget about Kyle McNair and Nick Caserio, even though I think the pressure's on from those guys as well. I mean, just think about it in the coaching profession, when your quarterbacks are going out there and turning the football over on screens and quarterback sneaks, and you can't score points. I mean, can't even move the football, much less score points. Your quarterback that you're responsible for, that's been in the league for 5 years, that's won ball games, consecutive ball games in this league before, can't even throw a deep curl route. It's one thing to miss a comeback, Seth. I'm going to tell you, I've thrown them all, and none of them are easy for my no-good ass, but it's one thing to one-hop an out route. I saw Brady do it last night. It's one thing to one-hop a comeback route to the sideline. There's technically, that's a little different animal to throw. When it's a curl and it's an in-breaking route and it's right there in your face as a quarterback and there's nobody within 5 yards, if you're missing a 6'4 receiver on that route, you got problems.
Well, and think about, from Lovie Smith's perspective, you're getting down to the last 5 games of the season. And whether it's for job preservation or just saving face, I wouldn't even judge him at this point given the way things are. You're about to face the Cowboys and the Chiefs. And you know, so far this season, for whatever it's worth, the Texans haven't been truly blown out. I think the Raiders game came closest. That was an 18-point loss, you know, and a bad one. But that's the worst total loss they've faced. I mean, you're looking here between the Cowboys and the Chiefs. If you turn the ball over to the same degree that you did, you know, especially versus that Cowboys defense, if you did that same thing versus either of those two teams, you might be losing by 48 points. And that's, I'd like, as a coach, I think you got to say, all right, well, listen, we're taking enough lumps to our ego, not to mention what this is going to look like for my resume at the end of the year. We just got to go ahead and at the very least go safer with Davis Mills.
Seth, I'm curious. Listen, the special team struggled for the first time really this year, offense struggled, but the defense, I mean, listen, you take the ball away 2 times, you score, and you only give up 6 points on that end. Was this more of just rustiness of Deshaun, or did you really see better play, different play, and that it was really the Texans causing them to play so bad?
I think there's room for both. I think Deshaun, mm-hmm. if you look at some of those passes, I mean, he looked like a seventh grader out there, you know. Like some of those were going to be bad no matter what. I think that the Texans' pass rush is, you know, not perfect, but they get there. You know, I feel like Jerry Hughes has missed four or five sacks this year that could have added on to his total and made it really, really impressive. Malik Collins has made a difference. Okoronkwo and a lot of those guys are starting to at least get more heat regularly. So that helped a lot. I think the run defense is still my huge concern. You let up 150-plus yards, and it's kind of glossed over because Deshaun was so bad. And then the Browns had some really bad penalties, too, that killed drives. But I did see some people thinking that or saying that the Texans looked like an improved run defense after that game. I can't get out of the first quarter when Nick Chubb ran for like 13 yards with 10 Texans trying to tackle him. The run defense still needs some work. But I do think on the playmaking side of things, they've made some progress. And that safety was a result of an aggressive run defense, too. There have been more good moments. That's where I can see some of the young guys. Jalen Petrie. Jalen Petrie and Christian Harris are two guys who are draft picks this year who I think are on their way to being good and solid football players. Petrie was a little scary there for a little bit. Christian Harris got to off to a little bit of a slow start. But I think those guys are going to be all right. You just need to start adding more guys like that.
All right, Seth, we appreciate you jumping on with us. We'll listen to you tomorrow and talk to you next week.
I'm going to go fork a bayou.
I don't do that. All right, that's Seth Payne. Coming up, we got one of the best bowl games in the country right here as the Texas Bowl gets going. And we're going to hear from the head coach of Texas Tech, Joey McGuire. He joins us coming up next. He'll be on the our first coach on the drive coming up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.